It was a cosy and fascinating place, in a little garden oasis of village-like antiquity, where huge, friendly cats sun themselves atop a convenient shed. The square Georgian house had a monitor roof, classic doorway with fan carving, small paned windows, and all the other earmarks of early 19th century workmanship. Inside were six-panel doors, wide floorboards, a curving colonial staircase, white Adam period mantels, and a rear set of rooms three steps below the general level. Blake's study, a large southwest chamber, overlooked the front garden on one side, while its west windows, before one of which he had his desk, faced off from the brow of the hill and commanded a splendid view of the lower town's outspread roofs and of the mystical sunsets that flamed behind them. On the far horizon were the open countryside's purple slopes. Against these, some 2 miles away, rose the spectral hump of Federal Hill, bristling with huddled roofs and steeples, whose remote outlines wavered mysteriously, taking fantastic forms as the smoke of the city swirled up and enmeshed them.